Good morning, MGTOW man. Sometimes when I wake up at, like 3, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, I might feel like having a little bit of a yak about the day's proceedings. And unfortunately, all my sort of friends are in bed, and so I'll give Lifeline a go. And the problem is with that is that it's a feminist organisation that's run by retarded cunts, and it's staffed by, they have volunteers. They put on a lot of women volunteers who are also retarded cunts. And, I'll make no bones about this. They're just fucking idiots. And they shouldn't, the people running the organisation shouldn't be running it. And, if it's got fucking, if it's got women in it, you're going to have greed and theft and bloody money laundering and just, grabbing all the cash. So there's that aspect, running Lifeline. And then the other aspect is, imbeciles, greedy fucking imbeciles, will be picking greedy fucking imbeciles, to fucking do all the volunteer sort of work. And who are they picking? Women, women to do the volunteering, And most of these women, some women are very good, But most of them are just fucking idiots. They're incompetent, they're dysfunctional, and they're toxic. And, here's another case in point. I have the uncanny ability to talk to someone on the phone who I've never met before in my life, and just by the sound of their voice, I can pick their age, I can pick their height, I can pick their weight, and I can pick, generally speaking, where they're from in Australia. Okay? And what happened as soon as this woman answered the call, she sounded cheerful, sounded like a bit of a human being rather than a fucking robot, flow charting you through the process rather than being genuinely engaged and being an interesting person, So I thought, I think she's from around central Victoria or around Orange/Bathurst in New South Wales. That's where I reckon her accent or accents are from. I'd say, at a bit of a guess, she's probably from around Orange or Bathurst and then has ended up, she sounds like she's about 42-ish, 43, 45 maybe, and she's been living in Western Central Victoria for the last 25 years, that's usually how I operate, and I'm almost always fucking dead on, I'll just go, like that, and I'll size her up, size people up just like that. And so I put it to her. I asked her, are you from Western Victoria? And she immediately goes into obscuration mode. Like, I didn't say you, being the people, all the people in the organisation. I said you, the person. And so she goes, oh no, we Lifeline volunteers come from all around Australia, meaning there's people from all around Australia sort of thing, and there are call centres all around Australia. So she's put that into that fucking dimension straight off. So she's lied. She didn't answer the question. She's gone into obscuration mode. She's changed the subject and changed, and then I put the fucking question to her. You're lying to me? you're playing games. And, you know, if this is how you start off the conversation, what makes you, you know, you've proven that you're a fucking liar. What makes you, why should I then put it on her? Why should I have any confidence in a counsellor? You know, if I can't trust you with small things, then I can't trust you with anything. And she immediately cracks her shits and goes, oh, the police may be, this call is an unfucking da 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 fucking whatever call. The police may be notified, rah 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 rah. You know, and I thought, yeah, you're all right, yeah. You're a scumbag feminist who lies and then uses threats. You know, the fucking Lifeline legal, you know, the Lifeline legalese making threats to people who ring up when there's no fucking need for it. And so this is another example of one of the cunts from Lifeline in action. The feminist cunts.
Hello, this is Lifeline. May we help you?
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, always improving.
Improving?
Always improving, yeah.
That's good to hear. Yeah. So you're up early or late?
You sound like you're from Western Victoria or country New South Wales, maybe.
No, we're from, we're all over Australia where we are. But
don't use mediocre obscuration.
I'm not.
You just did. But don't lie. Don't play stupid head games.
Well, how can we help you tonight?
Well, you've already shown that you're prepared to lie and you're prepared to play games. That means, like, well, what are you doing this job for?
This is an inappropriate use of the service and may be against the law. Your details may be passed on to police who can trace your call and may take action.